Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 687. Today we hear from Kane in a question that got lost in the pile from December, so I'm sorry it's taken so long to get back to you, Kane, but here you are, and here I am, and here is what you say.
In the series Escape at Dannemora, a civilian contractor assists with two inmates escaping a very old and well-constructed prison. The series actually gives quite a bit of screen time to the civilian contractor's marriage and spouse. Now, it's not over, so her marriage could still play a factor in the escape, but it hasn't yet. Nowhere near equal to the amount of screen time it's getting. Which brings me to the question, when is it okay to write story content that doesn't really advance the plot, if at all? Is it easier to get away with this due to television being a visual medium? In this case, the relationship is in fact quite unique and a bit fascinating. If so, what about audio?
Well, plot is not everything. In fact, depending on the style of story you're writing, plot can be almost incidental. And sometimes, depending on the style of novel you're writing, story can be incidental, but we won't talk about litfic. Because film, particularly film and pulp fiction, tend to be heavily plot-driven, those of us who grew up on movies and popular movies and or on popular fiction, particularly genre fiction, tend to think that plot and story are the same thing, but they're not. They're only loosely related. The plot is the external driving sequence of events that push the character along through from page one to page end. The story is the growth journey the character goes through, the obstacles they overcome, the setbacks they encounter, and that sort of thing. In pulp fiction, especially, the two work very closely together, which is why it's hard to separate them. But there are styles of storytelling where they are only loosely connected, where the plot can be very, very simple, but the character journey is incredibly complex. I've written my book Down from Ten is like this. There is virtually no plot to that book. At least you don't find out what the plot is till the end. It seems like a series of vignettes that are somehow being held together, and you're not quite sure how, until the end, when it becomes clear what's going on. But let's go from the most plot-driven to the least plot-driven types of stories. A mystery is heavily plot-driven. You're trying to solve the mystery. The sequence of events is everything. A spy thriller is completely plot-driven. All of it is about the MacGuffin and the plot and the plotting of people together to achieve their aims and that whole bit. A story that's a lot more like, the film American Beauty, not plot-driven. It's not that there's no plot, it's that the plot emerges from disparate and discrete character interactions. And again, it's one of those where any elements of plot only really become clear at the end. Another great film, Deliverance. Again, almost no plot. It's an ongoing series of conflicts. The story is utterly gripping, but there's no plot to speak of. There's just a general unfolding series of events that aren't directly connected to each other by anything but the river. The Odyssey, same kind of deal. There's no plot in the Odyssey. There's just the character's struggle. There's the story he's trying to get home. But the sequence of events not only doesn't matter, but it's seriously confusing because it's told in a series of nested flashbacks. Almost as if Homer was trying to make the point that the plot doesn't matter. What matters is what is revealed about Odysseus and the gods and the way that humans interact with the world and the desire for home. The Iliad is another one where plot doesn't matter. All the recreations we see on film and whatnot are about the Trojan War. The Iliad isn't about the Trojan War. The Iliad takes place during the Trojan War. The Iliad is about the conflict between King Priam and Achilles over the body of Priam's son. And the bulk of the story is made up of Achilles stewing in his grief and his lust for revenge, and King Priam stewing in his grief over the death of his son. And if I remember correctly, something like 40% of the story is actually the conversation between Priam and Achilles and the conversations around that conversation about whether Priam may take the body of his son back home. It's the whole tale is an exploration of the morality of respect for one's enemy during wartime. The plot of the Iliad is the Trojan War, but the plot has almost nothing to do with the story and plays so little role in the unfolding of events in the story that you almost have to know the story of the Trojan War in order to follow the plot through the Iliad at all. So when is it okay to write scenes that don't have anything to do with the plot? Anytime, as long as it advances the story. Advancing the plot is optional. Advancing the story is essential. I haven't seen the show you're talking about, but in Breaking Bad, in the first couple of seasons, there was a lot of this. A lot of drama with Walter and Skyler. It didn't appear to have anything whatsoever to do with the plot. The plot was Walter and Jesse cooking and Walter's rise and Walter trying to allay Skyler's suspicions. But Walter's and Skyler's relationship and the lie it was based on were the motivation for everything Walter was doing. And so it didn't advance the plot, but it did make the plot intelligible. It advanced the story. So if you're writing really tight plot-driven fiction, you have to condense that kind of latitude down so that every scene is serving plot and story and character all at the same time. If you're writing something more expansive, something with a little more elbow room, you want every scene to be serving story and also sometimes to be serving plot or character or world building. You don't have to do it all in every scene. If you can, that's wonderful, even an expansive story. But you've got the latitude to concentrate on just one thing here, just one thing there, as long as they are also serving story as they go. And sometimes you won't know exactly how they're serving story, but you put it in because it feels to you like it's important somehow. And if you trust the process, at the end it will eventually make sense why it's there.
So what you're saying here is that television gets away with adding in this extraneous interpersonal relationship stuff, not because it's television, not because it's media, it's visual, but because it's a long-running series.
Right. The serialized format gives it the elbow room to tell the story that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this works with... And so this general rule of thumb applies to story lengths, too. You'll have a lot more elbow room in a series of novels than you will in a novel. And you'll have a lot more elbow room in a novel than in a short novel or a short story, and way more than in flash fiction. The shorter your length, the more important economy of words is. However, those lessons you learn from it about economy from short stories, if you apply them up the length scale, that's where the master storytellers are really, really good, because they make every word count, even in a multi-book series. They make every word count, but they also take the latitude that the extra room gives them to create more depth and breadth. For what it's worth, I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.